From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Claudia Brancart with your headlines for Tuesday, June 30th.
Coming up, a Supreme Court upheld birthright citizenship today. We'll have more on what that decision means for immigrant families in the North State.
Also, the legal fight over Shasta County's Measure B election overhaul has hit a delay.
And we'll have more about a new online support hub that's available for people affected by last week's deadly Chico Library shooting. First, the Supreme Court has upheld birthright citizenship, rejecting President Donald Trump's order to limit automatic citizenship for some children born in the U.S. The decision this morning means immigrant families across the North State will not face new citizenship and document rules that legal experts had warned about. Amanda Frost is a law professor and immigration expert at the University of Virginia. Before the ruling, she told NSPR that Trump's birthright order was written to apply going forward, but she said the legal argument behind it could have raised questions even for some people who were already born in the U.S.
If the Trump administration were correct, that children born to undocumented immigrants and temporary immigrants are not citizens, then how can the State Department give a passport or acknowledge someone's citizenship, even if that person was born before the executive order goes into effect? It's an on-off rule.
Frost did not believe the Trump administration could have realistically deported all babies born to mothers who were undocumented or in the country on temporary legal status every year. But she said there was a real concern that administration officials could have used the power selectively.
They could pick and choose. They can do it when they want to. They could decide somebody doesn't look like someone they want to stay in the United States and they want to hassle that family. It gives the government enormous power over individuals, particularly those having children.
Those concerns centered on documents like passports and social security numbers. The ruling preserves the 14th Amendment's guarantee that virtually all people born in the U.S. are citizens of the country.
In a separate decision yesterday, the High Court ruled Monday that California can keep counting vote-by-mail ballots that arrive up to 7 days after Election Day, as long as they're postmarked on time. The Trump administration challenged those grace periods, saying long vote counts can give the appearance of fraud. The ruling preserves California's current vote-by-mail process.
And an election fight in Shasta County is playing out in court and in the registrar's office. NSPR's Andre Bayek has more.
Shasta Scout reports a California appeals court has declined, for now, to hear the state's challenge to the county's Measure B. The voter-approved overhaul calls for voter ID, tighter mail ballot rules, hand counting, and splitting Shasta's voter rolls from the state system. The court did not rule on whether Measure B is legal. It told the state to start its case in a trial court. The Attorney General's office told Shasta Scout it plans to move quickly before the November midterms. Meanwhile, Registrar Clint Curtis says he'll certify the June primary unless a court orders him not to. That follows demands from activists citing unproven claims about non-citizen voting. Counties must finalize results by Thursday. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Meanwhile, another Trump administration policy change is drawing concern from North State educators and disability advocates. This month, the administration announced plans to move special education oversight from the U.S. Education Department to Health and Human Services.
Aaron Benton is director of the Butte County Special Education Local Plan Area. He says Health and Human Services may not be the right place to manage education programs.
It's really a shift from looking at disability through a social and educational model and making it more of a medical model, which is where we've been in the past and haven't been successful. So, you know, just really considering that students with disabilities, they're not patients, you know, in a school building. They are students.
He also has questions about how the shakeup will work.
It raises serious concerns about whether the federal government is going to be able to continue to protect the educational rights of students with disabilities with the same level of expertise and urgency and accountability.
The Trump administration says services won't be interrupted. Critics say the move could weaken oversight or create confusion for families.
We're also continuing to follow the aftermath of last week's deadly shooting at the Chico Library. Butte County has launched an online help center for people affected. The Virtual Family Assistance Center is meant to serve as a hub for services after a mass violence incident. It includes local counseling contacts, statewide victim compensation resources, and national crisis lines. It also offers trauma guides for families and children coping after witnessing violence.
And lastly, Butte County's top prosecutor is warning that illegal fireworks could lead to felony charges this 4th of July. District Attorney Mike Ramsey says anyone who sparks a wildfire with illegal fireworks could face prosecution. Safe and sane fireworks are only legal in Oroville, Gridley, and Biggs.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, June 30th. Our theme song is Fast Pop, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Claudia Brancart.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a good day.